This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Menominee Park Zoo closes today for cleanup and to move animals to their winter homes. The zoo will reopen on Monday, October 14th. Now, tickets go on sale today for two very popular zoo events, Zooloween Boo on October 19th and Zooloween Boo and Brews on Friday night, October 18th. The two events are the zoo's largest fundraisers of the year. The Oshkosh Police Department is crediting the public with tips that led to the arrest of two juvenile females for vandalism at South Park's public restrooms. Damage was estimated in the thousands of dollars. The girls have been referred to the district attorney's office on two counts of damage to property. The Oshkosh School District has added a couple more informational meetings for their proposed April referendum. One is Thursday, October 17th at the downtown YMCA. The other is Wednesday, October 23rd at noon at the public library. You can find all the meetings, the dates, and times at the Oshkosh School District's website. Page 2, a couple of chamber ribbon cuttings coming up. One today at Lakeland Care at 1 o'clock and tomorrow at Right Way Home Improvements, also at 1 p.m. The chamber is welcoming Sean Fitzgerald as its new economic development director. Sean is an economic development professional and former business journalist. As we told you last week, landscaping of the city's roundabouts is now underway. Lane closures will be happening on 9th and 41 for the next couple of weeks. The City Council will have a special meeting at noon tomorrow. The Council needs to issue a special Class B liquor license for St. Jude's Fall Festival going on this weekend. And the Winnebago County Health Department says whooping cough is circulating throughout Oshkosh. Infected people can spread whooping cough up to 3 weeks if they don't have the proper antibiotics. The county currently has 21 confirmed cases of whooping cough. Turning to sports, Lourdes Academy can make the football playoffs with a win coming up this weekend. And UW Oshkosh remains number 17 in this week's D3Football.com rankings. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.